This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Is she done? I don't want to get in her way. Yeah. I started coughing when you made me laugh. She goes, remember, she talks at the end. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember.
I just want to give you a heads up.
Yeah, how can I ruin this song? Here we go. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a bright, 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 sunshiny day. So nice outside. If it's anything like yesterday, it's going to be flipping gorgeous. And we have some of us have a long weekend to enjoy it. Let's find out how the people feel today, Vinny. What's going on?
Let's do it. So our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, I was looking up because one of our coaches just left. Robert Saleh has left to join the New York Jets. He'll become a head coach, which is a great hire for them and a huge loss for us. But I was looking on ESPN. And it looks like, what's his name? The guy with the watch that has the naked people doing it?
Oh.
McGregor?
Yeah, Conor McGregor has a fight coming up. So maybe this watch is something he's using to promote it. I don't know.
Maybe. If you haven't seen it, we can't post it because there are people doing it on the watch. Like, as the second hand, the actual stroking is happening at the... So, but it's incredible. It's just so funny. It's like it's $2 million worth of just diamond encrusted timepiece with a little secret panel where you can watch people doing it. The same
completely
people
classless.
Every time. It's just unreal. It's so funny.
You think of an expensive timepiece as being the upper crust.
Yes, classy.
Top of the, like, as classy right. as it gets. And yet, no.
No. Fail.
Anyway. 800-400-3697. Here's some of the I wanted to mention that, you know, the lottos are huge right now, as like they've been ridiculous, and someone in San Jose won $2.7 million. They got all five numbers. They didn't get the bonus number.
Oh,
so this person is still unknown, but here in San Jose someone got $2.7 million. That means the jackpot rolls.
Oh. So no one won the big thing.
No, they didn't get all
boy,
the numbers.
Oh, boy. Well, that's still
2.7. No one won the top prize.
Nice chunk of change. That'll
so
help
it looks
out.
Like $640 million is up for grabs.
Oh,
but the winner was somewhere in San Jose. So
I got to tell John. I'm going to write to John.
Yeah, I got to definitely do
that.
Yeah,
we got to get some tickets here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 640, okay. You say?
$640 million, yes. That's what the story in front of me is saying.
That's incredible.
As we report... It's beautiful, just about everywhere. 925 writes, it's crazy foggy here in Concord. Less than a half a mile visibility. Drive safe and have a great weekend, everyone.
Wow. Well, that'll burn off, I'm sure. It's really nice out. If you got a nice day yesterday, you'll probably get one today.
Sarah, I know you loved the show Queen's Gambit. When I hear that song, If All the Kings I Had Their Queens on the Throne, I wish it was the theme song to the show.
Oh.
The verse about how in chess, kings can only move one space at a time, but queens can go wherever they like seems so fitting.
Hmm. Play that for me.
Which song was that again?
If all the kings had their queens on the throne.
I see. Okay.
I don't know it.
Who does it?
Ava Max. I know this song.
All the kings had their queens on the throne. We would pop champagne and raise a toast.
All right. Well, that song's terrible.
Okay. That's a great song.
What? I meant it's a great song.
Let's
right.
ask Jane. Jane, is that a great song?
Let me check if it's a great song. Hold on 1 minute.
Vinny, I worked at a Toyota dealership when Prius first came out. And hold on a second. And I started carrying an accessory beeper whenever the Prius backed up because we had so many customers who would come in with long faces because they'd run something over in their driveway.
Oh.
I thought the Prius did make a noise, made that shooshing sound when it backed up. Doesn't it?
Mine doesn't.
Well, yours is older.
Yeah,
so yours might be
one
of the ones. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they now make a sound at low speed for that reason.
I mean, it honestly, that's just from a liability standpoint, it's crazy for them not to.
Right. I'm a moderate Democrat, and I just purchased two guns, and the ammunition is hard to find. Yeah, look, I'm... First of all, I tell that story from my own experience buying my gun.
Yeah.
I was actually in the store going, why are so many people here? And it turned out it was timed... It was coincidence, but it was... during a changeover of government, and apparently gun sales go up during those times. I'm not trying. This isn't necessarily.
They do go up.
It's just the fact as I saw it in person, and I'm assuming that continues to be the case. So someone else wrote in again, the same thing. Gun sales may be up, but it's really hard to get ammo of any kind. I thought when ammo started to get bought in bulk like that they started to limit
it,
how much someone could buy. But I could, that I don't know at all for
that
sure.
That sounds super familiar, though, that you can only buy so many rounds or
right.
whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
My friend has an electric Nero.
Nero? Huh? What's a Nero?
And the sound is like a spaceship or a bomb about to explode. Nero.
Could that be a Neo? There's a N-I-O.
Or a Zero. The Zero motorcycles are right here in my town, actually.
Oh,
it's a Kia? Mm-hmm. It's N-I-R-O. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The EV vehicle.
All right. Yeah, so they're definitely putting sounds on them.
I also just checked up on that song, Kings and Queens. That is a hit, yes. That's correct. Just want to confirm that.
All right.
That's a song currently a hit?
Well, at least it once was a hit on our station as well.
Oh, right here. Oh, no, I thought it sounded familiar.
Yeah, I thought I loved that song.
Yeah.
I knew you did.
I remembered loving it.
Right. And then, you know, you hear things
a lot.
Haven't
heard in a
while.
Right. Totally.
I really love that song.
These things happen.
Good morning, guys. The new Mustang Electric has a feature you can turn on to make the engine sound.
Oh, we so have funny. Heard that. That it'll actually make like that chortling, you know, muscle
That's a Vince Vaughn
sound.
Movie also. Isn't it?
What is?
The muscle car that they were making that
is
sounded
that where
like a muscle
I've
car.
Heard of that? That
I
might
think
be
so.
Where I've heard of it.
Who's the guy who plays Paul Blart? I think he's in the movie too.
Oh, Kevin something.
Oh, you know this guy too. Didn't you drink with him and throw up all over him?
What? No, I didn't throw up on him, but we did get drunk together. Kevin, the guy, yeah, the King of Queens guy. Right.
Anyway, I think they made a movie about that very topic.
Tommy Igo is saying that his Tesla makes a cool Millennium Falcon sound in reverse.
Paul Blart's Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Kevin James. Yeah. Sarah's got him on her belt.
Oh. I don't have him on my belt. We had drinks together.
Mm. How many?
Many.
Right.
We got lit together.
All right.
All right.
Vinny, I shoot for fun, and ever since the pandemic started, the cost of ammunition has gone up 3 times, if you can even find it. Most handguns only stay on the shelf for a few hours before being sold. It's off-the-hook paranoia. Mm. Well, for the record, again, I'm trying to point out, this happens every time. It's not just this time in our lives. It's every time.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
It doesn't have any... It's back to this... Tesla making noise or electric cars making noise. Tommy says there's fart mode inside the car. What the F is fart mode?
I don't know. Yeah, it makes fart noises. That's right.
Why?
It's an option that, you know, I think Elon's a funny dude. He just likes to put Easter eggs out there for people to find out these cool features
Is it a smell?
No, I don't think it has a smell. I think it just makes the fart noises.
What the car needs is how to vacuum out a stinky fart quickly and efficiently.
Yeah.
That would be more useful.
I thought that's what fart mode meant was what Vinny's describing.
I just boost and I'm picking up my girlfriend. I need this smell out of this car.
I thought it would shoot Febreze out or something.
Is it a joke where someone sits down, you play the farts? Like, is it just a sound you can play?
I haven't tried it. Let me see if I can find something on it on YouTube. All right. Give me a sec.
Oh, he's sending me screenshots of the fart sound. he wants to come on the air. No, stop it, Tommy. We're almost done. We don't need no trouble. It's a Friday.
415 says, listening to Vinny talk about egg freezing, I say go for it, ladies. I'm 43, transferring an embryo today from eggs frozen at 37.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. That is so awesome, and it's so smart to just do that,
and then you can... Awesome.
Then you're on your own timeline. And maybe physically, even at past 40, you might not carry that embryo, but someone can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
We're talking extreme amounts of money,
yes,
I'm sure.
We are.
And yet, sometimes people will feel like their life isn't full without having some family that they created. You know what I mean?
Totally. They seem very into their fart noises right now.
Yeah,
you're looking at your fart noises.
I'm looking at fart noises. My mom is saying that my sister's car has fart noises,
does she have?
She got a used Tesla, the same one you have, the one I want.
Oh, okay.
All right, hold on. Tommy sent me a fart noise. Here we go.
It sounds like a regular fart, actually.
Yeah, we've all heard but okay. Maybe Elon has improved upon the fart sound.
Maybe.
So I'm looking at the YouTube video, and it shows like the options they have. It says short shorts ripper, Falcon Heavy, Ludicrous fart. So there's different kinds of farts you can select.
Oh.
And I guess
Someone really rips one, or if it's just, you know, you want it to sound like they're trying to sneak it in there.
Right. Uh-huh. And you can select which chair does it too, I think.
Oh. Oh, it comes out of the chair.
Well, I think it comes out of the speaker, but then you want to say this guy in this chair did it. So you're prank. It's kind of a prank thing that you set it up.
Oh, Elon Musk. It's supposed to be hilarious. Your hilarious sense of humor.
415 says, don't knock the Tesla. It's one of those never going back to the old way of things once you try it. I'm not knocking it. I don't know who was, but I'd consider
one. I would
one.
Love to have a Tesla. Love to. You know what I want more, though? I want a flying drone car. I want one of those. What's the range on that? I don't even have anywhere to go. I just want to go for a ride. Want to go for a ride? Let's go for a ride. I'd feel like a pilot. Cool.
I don't know if you already do, but didn't see it on your pages. Can you please post the new music today? I wanted to add one to my workout playlist, but missed the artist's name.
Oh.
Thanks.
Do we normally post what we did?
No, but we post these things called podcasts that you can listen back to.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Or go to iTunes. It's all everything that was released today. You just, you know, zoom around on there. Oh, I was surprised you didn't mention your hot neighbor has a new record that was released today. Sammy Hagar and The Circle. Lockdown 2020.
Oh, I wonder if it was all the songs they did this year. I didn't see it. I went through the whole iTunes new music list. That's a bummer because I would have definitely... They did some fun covers this year.
Who was that female band again, the one Vinny liked? I love it. Was that Beach House? Beach Bunny.
That's funny. My mom was like, I love that. So good.
Yeah,
like,
it is good.
You know it's good if Ma likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought they were really... They totally reminded me of like a 90s... alt band. Really, I liked it a lot.
The Beach Bunny sound like Paramore a little. Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
The Beach Bunny sound like something from the Sundays.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay.
Sarah, yesterday you said your John is doing daily YouTube yoga with... what channel does he do? I started doing YouTube yoga in March, and it's a hot instructor. They're pretty much all hot, by the way.
It's... what is her name? Sarah Beth or something. Right, Bryn? Didn't you and John have the convo about this?
I remember you talking about it. I don't remember the name. Let me see if
yoga with Sarah Beth, something like that. She's real. She's cute. Good looking girl. Dark hair, beautiful eyes, hot rig.
Apple has also added exercise. So if you got Apple One, you have an exercise program with that as well.
So clearly, Tommy Igo was listening to our show as he was trying to demonstrate his fart noises in his car, and I have it here if you want to.
Oh, so the radio's in the background.
It's funny. So, yeah, so your voice is in the background, Vinny. Here it is.
37.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. That is so awesome, and it's so smart to just do that.
Yes. That is hilarious.
That's so dumb.
For real.
Vinny, just wait till she's three. Much more time will be spent in that little kitchen when they get a little older, past two. Heart, heart, heart emojis. I hope so, because that was the big Christmas present, and that was going to be our break. Oh, she's going to be in that kitchen all day, playing and having fun and not needing our attention. And no, not at all. Not even close.
Yeah, you're cursed with a two-year-old right now.
Between Vinny's Italian accent and Sarah's kazoo skills, you guys are killing me today. LOL. Happy Friday, mother bleepers.
Mm. Happy Friday, you mother fathers.
Mm-hmm. Have a great Friday, you mother
Yep.
My dog is freaking father. Out in the car because of your kazoo playing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I love kazoo. It's a very underrated instrument. Not here though. At my house, it's a little bit overrated, maybe.
I have two Roombas that run every day with two large white. Maybe they mean kitties. The Roombas are essential. The whole house is tile. Roombas make quick work of it.
I think a Roomba might be a good thing. I was reading, so I was just looking, and then they got a wet Roomba. Like, it'll wash your floors for you.
Oh.
Yeah, I could go for that.
Hey, Bryn, is there a happy hour tonight, and can you save them to your stories? I have two young kids, and it's impossible to watch the whole thing while they're being crazy animals.
I'm not sure about the happy hour tonight, but and we don't. That's part of our plan that we don't save these because we don't want.
Yeah, you don't.
We don't want to be held responsible for our nonsense.
It goes off into the ethers, and that's that. If you,
I'd really like to show up on Monday, Monday, and know that my whole team is not in trouble. So please, let's not do anything that's going to risk the. Let's keep the train on the tracks.
Mm-hmm. Right, Vinny would like to not be alone on the show. That's weird, but that's what he wants.
Sarah flashed a boob one time.
I didn't flash a boob.
That was insane.
It was Spanx.
How could I have missed that?
It didn't happen, Vinny. I
saved that one.
But she just winked.
I know.
You're winking.
You're insane. I would never flash a boob. It just wouldn't happen. Have you met me? Do you want to see me naked?
Yeah, we've met you.
If you want to see me naked, you got to go to my TikTok. I don't even know what my name is on there. Just be looking for it. Keep your eyes out. Old lady, nude, dancing. I'm open to a happy hour. John loves the happy hours. Like, he won't like come right out in a minute, but he's the one who was, are we doing a happy hour?
You always say that. I feel like you're
he
just
wanted
saying
to
that.
Remodel the room I was in.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not as good as we're making them out to be either. It really is just a bunch of people shooting the ass and yapping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not that great, right. But you know, maybe. Are you around today, you guys?
I'm not sure.
I mean,
where
stuck at home.
Where else do we have to go?
I know.
Oh, my God. That watch is the tackiest thing I've ever seen. Generally,
tacky,
the more expensive the watch, the classier it is. Not the case here. Sheesh.
I still want it, though. It is tacky. I love it. I'm like, this would be the funniest thing. Like, of course, all your friends would get real sick of it. You'd be like, yeah, I saw it. You've shown it to me five times already. You want to see it? No.
You know what time it is?
Yeah. It's F o'clock.
You know, we have a lot more, but I'm completely out of time. So we're going to break and we'll come back and say, have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Super fun show today. Thanks to Scott Budman. Scott Budman sent me down the future trip. I spent a lot of the breaks looking at that drone car. Oh, my God. I am going to be flying. I'm going to fly to your house, Vin. I'm just drop by. Hopefully not actually drop, but just, you know, lower myself carefully into your driveway.
Sometimes even just crossing town, I hit enough red lights that make me want to not go where I'm going.
Right.
And to have a clean run at Marin from here would be amazing.
You just got to watch out for power lines, you know? And hopefully there's some kind of computer assist that helps you to not run into things. That's all I ask.
Well, isn't that what, I mean, if it's a drone, then it is pre-programmed, right? I mean, you're not.
I have no idea. All I know is I gotta get, I hope they're, please let them be like at a level that people can afford.
Oh, it's gonna be a while.
Well, right. I'm sure the first ones will be in the millions.
We won't, but our kids may.
Our kids may get
to enjoy that.
That all is right. True. Yeah,
well, anyway, speaking of enjoyment, V. Hale is waiting, standing by to perform for you, the Alice audience. And Jane, she's been working on her show since... Does she even sleep? I don't know. Maybe all night.
Does. I don't believe that woman actually does sleep. It's, you know, look, they put together these incredibly well-crafted, beautifully curated shows, and you're doing yourself a disservice if you turn off the radio now. Keep it on 24/7, you guys.
Thank you.
It's the Alice. Have a great, great weekend, whether it's a long one or a regular one. And we'll check you back here. We'll be back on Tuesday. Happy Martin Luther King Day on Monday.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.